Well, hello.
It's so nice to see another face on the road. That's a beautiful staff you have. I saw the sun hitting the rubies you have on it as I was walking up to you. Sorry, I hope I'm not being too forward. It's been a long trip by myself. Do you need to refill your canteen? I know of a wellspring that's just off the path. Don't worry, I wouldn't ask you to follow a stranger off the road. My name is Nicole. What's yours? Perfect. Now we're not strangers. Follow me. I have some pumpkin loaf in my bag I'd be happy to share with you. I could use a break and some company. It's been a long trip. How about you? Ah, it feels good to rest my feet. Where are you traveling to? Really? The university? I hear that place is infested with demons. Be careful if you go. It would be a shame if anything happened to that cute face of yours. Ooh, are you blushing? Aw, now you look even cuter. Sorry, sweetie. Wait, I think I know you. Or at least I know that staff you're carrying. Yeah, I'm on the road a lot and I collect a ton of stories. Are you the one who cured those townspeople who got sick? Near Nakim territory? You're coming from the right direction. It was you. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I heard all about it. It was a little fishing village, right? Yeah, and the illness was sweeping through everyone until you came along. You stopped it in its tracks. That's amazing. And now you're off to the university. That's quite the journey. Where do you think you're going next? Or where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm just curious. Ooh, I like that answer. Have you ever thought about working with a group? Would you consider yourself a team player? Interesting. I love collaborating. My friends all say I'm a great communicator, but the truth is, I just love people. I think it's important to surround yourself with good company. I never want to be the smartest or the kindest person in the room. I like you. You're pretty witty for someone who's been on the road alone for a while. Oh, here, let me get you some of that pumpkin loaf I promised you. With skills like yours, you don't have to worry about poison, right? That's amazing. What would you say is your biggest strength? Healing people? Yeah, that makes sense. You clearly have a gift for it. I mean, you're already making a name for yourself. Would you say that healing that fishing village is your biggest accomplishment? Oh, I ask a lot of questions, collecting stories and all that. Can I tell you a secret? I think people put too much stock in reputation, in making a name for themselves. I've met adventurers who have amazing reps, but they don't measure up when you see them in action. You too? Yeah, I blame the bards. They'll exaggerate anything for a few more coins in their pocket. I don't trust them or their songs. Yeah, it makes my job a lot harder. I take measure of people. I found the only way to see how good someone is you have to test them. Yeah, you get it. It's hard. People are quick to exaggerate their best qualities. Everyone says they can do the job, but it's so disappointing when they fall short. I don't think you're like that. You seem modest and kind, not a blowhard. It's really attractive. I hope I'm not being too forward. Oh, but you're blushing again. You want to know what I do? I manage an adventuring party. I try to find the best people, people who work well together. Yeah, it's hard. Well, because I have this philosophy about testing people to confirm their skill, but also because I'm a leader, you know? I have to lead from the front, by example. Oh, it's just my dagger. Relax. I'm gonna cut you off a slice of this loaf. Stabbing myself doesn't hurt like I thought it would. Haha, you look shocked. It's okay. Just a stab wound in the abdomen, right? You can heal this. I hope I got my aim right. Yeah, now I get to know what kind of person you are. You wouldn't leave a girl to bleed out on the side of the road, right? Oh, you caught me. Thank you. You smell good. Oh, taking out the knife, applying pressure. Smart. Can you walk me through your process? Huh. You're concentrating so hard. I like the way you look when you're focused. Can I move my feet? What a silly question. Are you asking me to dance? This was a bad idea. I should have taken you dancing. I'm a good dancer. I can't decide if I want to be your boss or your girlfriend. Oh, you're sweet. Brushing my hair back so you can check my eyes. Oh, it feels warm. Why does your magic feel so good? Oh, I can feel my organs knitting themselves together. Which one did I hit? The spleen? Good. I didn't want to hurt my liver. Oh, you used your robe to make a pillow for me. Thank you. You have brilliant bedside manner. Will you squeeze your my hand? Sorry, I think I lost a lot of blood. Will you squeeze my hand, please? Thank you. I'm sorry if I stressed you out. I really am. I just had to know what kind of person you were before I offered you the job. Are you angry with me? Good. That's the right response. Listen, I'd like to offer you a place with my adventuring party. You think I'm crazy? Oh, that hurts. Darling, sweetie, cutie, blushy face, listen. Everyone is crazy. Some people are just better at hiding it. Look at it this way. You know me now. You know what I do, what I'm like, and what I want. And there's no lies here. I want you. I mean, I think I also want you in a romantic, carnal way. But we can talk about that later. You did such a good job patching me up. Will you join me? And if not, will you stay with me while I recover? I just want you to keep holding my hand, please, and consider us. Thank you. I know I'm crazy, but I could be crazy about you. And I promise to never stab myself again. That was horrible. You were the best part of all of it.